Inspiration. 92.3 FM.
It's 1 o'clock. Inspiration 92.3 FM.
Always know this. It's all about the quality of life and finding a happy balance between work and friends and family. Philip Green.
Inspiration.
92.3 FM.
Good afternoon. And welcome to another Sunday's programming of Wellness Half Hour. We began this month with our first program, the month of July, talking about social wellness. An aspect of this is how we reconnect with our environment. Last week we had ladies of the Ladies Environmental Club, an initiative that really everyone needs to key into it. It's absolutely necessary for us to reconnect to the environment. Wellness Half Hour, every Sunday, 1 p.m., you give us space to come into your homes, into your ears, and we talk about health from a perspective that gives reverence to the source of our being. We impart that there is perfection in God's design, in the human body, and in the environment also, and it's truly their work in unity. The environment is abundant with health and beauty, so is the body. And vice versa. So I'm already pointing finger that the worse we maintain an environment, the sicker we become. We impart these five pillars to wellness. Number one, spirituality. Number two, mindset. Number three, nutrition. Number four, lifestyle. And number five, environment. And that's what we're delving today, as we did last week, and we'll do again next week. Because there's so much to talk about environment. Today we'll look at pollution. Especially the area of plastics, which is just overwhelming us. Very soon, everyone's doorsteps will just have loads of plastic. To explore this arena, again, we have the ladies of the Environmental Club. Today, we have the president, Lady E. Loretta Asamota. Good morning, Loretta. Mrs. Asamota. Lady Asamota.
Lady E. Asamota.
Asamota.
Thank you for having me, Doctor.
Good morning, Lady E. Mabel Babashola.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Afternoon. And we have Miss Lady E. Doisola Ogunye.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
And she's the founder of Recycling Scheme for Women and Youth Empowerment, which we'll talk about shortly. All right. Let's dwell into one of the most offenses we do to nature today is how we totally pollute the place with plastic in so many forms. Lady E. Asamota, what are we doing to the environment with these plastics and how do we need to remedy this?
Thank you once again for having us, Ladies Environmental Club, here in Inspiration 92.3 FM. We are so excited to be here. And, Doc, while you were talking, a lot of things were coming on my mind. Number one, the impact of nature on the human person, the psychology, and how it translates to wellness, using your voice. When you were talking, there was this awe that your voice brought, you know, to the atmosphere. You know, when you go to a spa and there's this kind of music that plays and just it softens your nerves, it just calms you. You are by the ocean side, there's this calmness that comes to you, okay? And then there's this atmosphere that is naturally created in the ecosystem that brings wellness beyond what medicine can do. So while you were talking, I'm like, wow, if someone was offended by hearing your voice, that person calms down. Just like in the same vein, when someone is shouting, it can bring a lot of tension. So you see, there's this natural ambience that God has created, you know, that makes man complete. I just said I should say that by the side. Thank you.
Thank you. Really appreciate that comment, compliment, and that connection with environment and our wellness, the sounds of nature that abound around us.
Yes.
One more person to introduce, usual co-host Cherise. You all know her, our head nutritionist and expert wellness coach.
Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon and welcome. And certainly I can relate with that, the mindset, the environment, the connection, the peacefulness. And of course, when we look at something like pollution, as you're about to share with us, what we have around our home, our school, where we live, where we work, it affects everybody and everyone, really.
Absolutely. I'm glad that the topic that we're dealing with today is pollution, air pollution, salt pollution, and solid waste pollution, environmental pollution. You know, I just mentioned something about the dog's voice and a complete opposite. Now, there's something about noise pollution. Noise pollution distorts the symphony of nature. Okay, so that is why it's pollution. We're going to delve into that as well.
And this means when it comes to noise, not just what you're hearing as far as sound and music, but also what's coming out of you as far as emotions also play a role. The music you listen to, the people that are around you, how that's also making and impacting your emotions.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The reason why it is pollution is because of the negative impact it has on you and it has on your immediate environment. Okay. So noise pollution. Then the solid waste pollution, we see it everywhere around us. This year, the United Nations World Environment Day theme for this year is Beat Plastic Pollution. Why are we delving on plastics? Because we have seen that up to about 5 trillion plastic bags are used every year. 13 million tons of plastics leak into the ocean every year. 17 million barrels of oil used on plastic production each year. 1 million plastic bottles bought every minute. 100,000 marine animals are killed by plastics each year. Now we are coming to Nigeria. Nigeria still remains one of the top countries extremely vulnerable to solid waste and plastic pollution. This is detrimental to our country and citizens. There are many factors responsible for this, yet we must continue to adopt workable strategies ranging from civic engagement, voluntary compliance to government policies, enforcement to avert consequential damage posed by ineffective waste management value chain and the resultant environmental pollution and health hazards. There are a lot of health hazard caused by plastic, you know, pollution. I just give the statistics.
Yeah, and they're quite scary, to be honest. Yeah. Of course, in our healthcare system, we're seeing more and more disease on the rise, more and more cancers, autoimmune disorders, and at the same time, they're side by side with the pollution.
Yes, this is as a result of the plastics that are not properly disposed of, or that, you know, find their way into the human body that's not supposed to be. Okay, now I just mentioned the marine intake, you know. Now fishes are eating plastics in the ocean and it enters. As we eat the fish, we also are taking in you know, the plastic particles.
So, yeah. Folks, as you can hear what Lady E. Asemota is explaining, just bringing it down to ground zero. We have our waterways, we have the canals, we have the lagoon, and when you look out there, what are you seeing? Plastics floating on the top, bags, things that cannot be disintegrated. Yes.
Yeah.
So what is the common person to do, someone in their home, how can they try and avoid or limit these plastics?
First of all, we even have to identify why people do what they do. But they have many different reasons for doing that. And in Nigeria particularly, this is our observation, that a substantial number of people do not consider the physical environment as crucial to their overall social, economic, political, health, and psychological stability.
So one is progress. The awareness. Just us being aware.
Yes. Because they drink this PET bottled water and just fling it. They don't know that it's coming back to haunt them. Okay? Now, the environment is so important such that any disruptions, impediments, or distortions affect the cycle of nature. Sanitation is fundamental to protecting public health and overall well-being of man. That is what they lack, like you said,
awareness. So sanitation meaning that it's our own responsibility. We can't wait for the government to do this, but in our own home, our household.
Exactly. Because the Nigerian mentality is that over-reliance on governments. And it has caused a nonchalant attitude towards the environment. Because they believe that it's government responsibility to take care of their waste. But it's their own primary responsibility. Okay? Now, the government doesn't come to your home to bait you. All right? Yes, that's a part of sanitation, cleaning up yourself. So your immediate environment is your own personal responsibility. And when it goes beyond that, having imbibed that nature and that culture, you see, it extends to our streets. It extends to our communities. All right? So that awareness, this civic engagement, advocacy, you know, is what we are really pushing. And that's what Ladies Environmental Club, you know, is hinged on to bring this awareness to our grassroots. It is important. Thank you.
Lady E, let me rewind the clock to childhood.
Thank you.
Lagos was clean. In the early 70s especially, Lagos was clean. I recall in primary school, if paper touched the floor, I mean, in fact, you didn't want paper on the floor because teacher would have dealt with you. So the culture was bred into us at an early age.
Yes.
But somewhere in the last 30, 40 years, this disconnect or this lack of proper teaching of children. In fact, I will bring, let Mabel touch, my brother is an educationist, this touching on this arena. Where have we gone, where have we lost it in terms of teaching the children or the youth, the young adults, about being responsible for our sanitation?
Sanitation in terms of relating it to good health and well-being is very, very important. So we adults, first of all, I mean, you can't give what you don't have. So when the adults are not all that educated in terms of sanitation, you have little or nothing to teach the children. So over the years, it has affected the children, even in the school setup. So the society, it also, in terms of technology and production, you know, factory production, trying to manage cost and make things cheap. Instead of, for instance, bottles, we used to have water in bottles. Now we have them in plastics. So you bring, and these plastics are disposable. So the children are not to use the plastics and return. So you have juices that children bring to school. You have the water they drink in bottles, and they come, they just dispose them. So that kind of generates mosquitoes around the school. It litters the school compound, depending on how conscious the school is in terms of cleanliness. But no matter how conscious they are, you still have the school bin where they, you know, dump those things, and then somebody has to carry them, still go and dispose them somewhere. We are still constituting nuisance, you know, however it is. So the students, the children these days, we think about, we've gone to a lot of seminars. Like, I remember we went for a seminar in Lagos Business School, and I met this Indian man, I've forgotten his name. They have a factory where they recycle plastics. So we do a collection of plastics in school, and they come take it off us and then go and use it to, you know, produce, you know, their own different kind of things. Apart from that, we have decided to convert those plastics into artwork. We do a lot of artwork with papers, with plastics, straws, shoes. It could be anything, wares. So nothing actually is wasted today in school for people who are conscious of the new development in school. So we do not wait for the adult or the parents anymore. So we go as far as teaching even the adults in school, like teachers and parents, when we have indoor, you know, seminars on the effect of this thing on our own health as adults in terms of cancer. So when you're bringing a child to school, you know, these days people sit for a long time on traffic, and these water bottles, plastic bottles, are in the, they have them in the car being heated up, and some of these metals are being melting into the water, and then the children are drinking them. So you have even the very young ones today coming down with cancer. I've taken children to Ikorodu before, to a water bottle factory, and they took us through the process of melting these chemicals, and then forming the bottles, using them to form the bottle shape, until when it comes out ready as a bottle to be used. So you can see the process, if you want to revert it, of how these chemicals will also melt back into liquid, your, you know, chemicals, and they are dissolving into the water that we take, which is really not healthy for us. So it's good that the awareness is there, but I just hope that a lot of us will imbibe this awareness being created, and learn the negative effect of these things into our health and well-being and our environment. It's very disheartening even up till now when you are driving and you see somebody just fling a bottle of, you know, plastic bottles on the out of the window. On the express, on the highway, somebody did it the other day, and I was like, on this Lekki highway, somebody just did that. And you look at the car, it's a very expensive SUV. You do not expect somebody sitting in that car to do that. We should all be very aware, because it's constituting a lot of nuisance in our environment. It's not giving us good health. But however, from the school front, we are doing a whole lot to educate the children on the kind of plastic pollutions we have and what we could do with them. We've done a whole billboard before using different kinds of snacks, papers, Indomie, biscuits, name it, whatever, and we're able to use it to develop a whole welcome back to school well billboard. And it was beautiful, and it is still there. So there's a lot that we can do with all these waste materials, because it's all about waste and all about converting waste into use, something that is useful, that will be cost-effective in our society, reduce negative effects in our health, and you know, create awareness, even create jobs for people. A lot of people are getting employed or making a living by collecting all these things and sending them to where they could be used for something more important in this society.
You've just done
Dr. Jerry, can I just chip in something? You said when you were growing up, you know, there was this culture of cleanliness, but now it's totally absent because there's a generational gap due, number one, population explosion, especially in Lagos. So there's kind of a disconnect, okay, where the teaching and the education has been overwhelmed by the population, okay, in terms of the infrastructure and structure that we have on ground. And people come in from their different locations with their own ideologies, and then they kind of suppress that awareness. But thank God, like, you know, Lady E. Mabel said, bridging the gap from the educational sector. Thank you.
Donyi Ogunye founder, Recycling Scheme for Women and Youth Empowerment. Please,
Doctor, we're going to take a quick break and then we'll come back to Doyin, who will speak on recycling.
We are not here to prove anything. We just want you to have the best time listening to your radio. Inspiration 92.3 FM.
Your meals into a masterpiece.
Unwrap joy, unleash taste. Hey, hey. Come cook with Terra Cubes. Come cook with Terra.
Terra. Listen to Fidelity SME Forum at 5:30 p.m. on Tuesdays, with repeat broadcast at 6:30 p.m. on Thursdays, as we continue to equip you with insight, skills, and expertise required for building a sustainable business, only on Inspiration 92.3 FM.
Inspiration FM 92.3, your family radio, and we're speaking about environment, your environment. So we are introducing Mrs. Doyin Ogunye, who is going to speak about recycling, just piggybacking off of what Mrs. Babashola has shared with us.
All right, thank you so much, and thank you very much. Thank you so much for having us today. And Lady Iyasemota and Lady Mabel have done an amazing job, you know, talking about the need for the awareness. You know, we can't get enough of it. We need to keep talking about, you know, recycling and how to make the environment better, because we are a part of the environment. We're not apart from it. And it's only human beings that can clean it up, because only human beings that mess it up. You know, in the real sense of things, in the way God created everything, there's no such thing as waste. Waste doesn't exist, because everything in nature has a use in nature. So we have to use that principle in itself to continue to protect our environment, and starts from us. What we do at RESWAYE, which is the Recycling Scheme for Women and Youth Empowerment, is to empower women in especially coastal communities so that they can use the plastic collected to build sustainable wealth for themselves. And I'm very happy about the LEC, that's the Ladies Environmental Club, that has been supporting this initiative as well. So what we do essentially is we teach them about the environment. We try to break most of these paradigms that they have. I went to a village one time and I saw a woman literally throwing all her waste in the ocean. And I asked her why. And she said to me that the God of the ocean will clean it up. That's what they believed for a very long time in that community, that there is a God in the ocean that would clean up their mess if they put it in it. You know, so we started to do a lot of sensitization, a lot of advocacy, a lot of reorientation in that community. We started to teach them about, you know, waste separation and how they can earn from it. And now they're doing just that. So we go into the community, we sensitize them, we get them to start to separate their waste, we give them the tools and the resources to do that. And we pick up and then we pay them for it. We don't just pay them, we also upskill them as well, so that they can understand that this is actually a social enterprise for them. It's actually a business that they can earn from. So we teach them the basic skills of business, you know. Most of them are already business women, like petty traders and everything, so they understand some of these things. So we also upskill the younger ones. We teach them how to use the computers, how to document these things, because documentation is also very important in what we're doing. We need to be able to see the track record of how people have started to change behavior and change mindsets as well. So it literally takes an entire village and people, stakeholders, people listening, people in schools, churches, religious institutions, families, and everybody, because we all live here.
So Lady Doyin, thank you. That is just a brilliant project and awareness and getting people involved to ensure that we are all making a difference. Because I have heard, you know, from others that, oh, we don't have this, we don't have that, but here it is, we have the Ladies Environmental Club. Yes, so thank you for that. Can you share some examples of what people make from recycled items?
Okay, there's the recycling and there's the upcycling, but I'll just focus more on recycling. So when the bottle is taken to the factory, it is sorted, it is cleaned, it is shredded, and it goes through the pelletization stage where it is broken down into tiny pellets. And those pellets can now be used to make things like toys, buckets, hangers. Most of the hangers you see on around in Lagos, they're made from recycled material. It's used to make material, clothes, jerseys, mattress stuffings, pillow stuffings, teddy bear stuffings, and even carpets. So there's so much we can make from recycled material, especially plastic.
Wow. So we're looking at whether it's bottles, whatever it is that's made from plastic can be recycled.
Yes, it can be recycled.
And I know Lady Asimota and Lady Babashola shared regarding having your plastics, like your water bottles, in your cars and how it affects the health. So if you have water bottles in your car and they're plastic, you need to remove them. Don't drink the same water bottle tomorrow and the next day, as of course these plastics also leach into the water that you're drinking.
Just want to share a comment here on WhatsApp. It says, good afternoon, doctor and lady guests. She's right that bottling all things in plastic made this generation careless. In our days, we had only bottles, and it was always returned. I remember reading carton of Oyinbo, where they had baskets of park ground, asked that people should drop hard waste into them. We didn't have that problem until our companies started packing with plastic. So it's a fast lifestyle consumption that led to this.
Yeah, it's a lot to take in. And when we look at our waterways, and of course we're consuming fish, we're consuming shrimp, crayfish, all these live things are also eating whatever it is that is in the lagoon, in the ocean. So we need to take care of our environment. So if we need to reach you, how do we contact on your Instagram, your Facebook, your Twitter page?
Okay. We are on Instagram, Lagos_LEC, LEC, L-E-C. And Facebook, Lagos LEC. On Facebook, Ladies Environmental Club. We have all our pictures, videos of all our activities there. And then the activities we've been doing and our upcoming activities as well. So it's an encompassing environmental club, like Lady E. Doe mentioned. She's a founder of a recycling company, but she's part of Ladies Environmental Club because we advocate for a clean, beautiful, and pollution-free environment. So we all come under this umbrella. Lady E. Mabel is an educationist, and she's reaching out, you know, through her influence, you know, in the educational sector to also reach, you know, children.
Okay, excellent. So I know we have discussed that we will have a workshop. So that will be announced. The Ladies Environmental Club will be back here next week, Sunday, and they will share more on the environment, on recycling, on pollution, on the education, and of course, making your space more green and comfortable for overall wellness. Thank you, ladies. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us. Thank you so much.